We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is Memorial Day weekend. Means the summer will eventually be here. And you do not want weeds and dandelions and all that
crap
in your backyard.
You cut the grass yesterday. It got nice yesterday.
I did. Thank God I got it in.
I told you, right? See, there you go.
It was necessary.
Good.
Very necessary.
You enjoy it?
I had a great time.
Now you ever see that commercial? And I think it's a John Deere commercial. And they say you want. It's not how you mow. It's how you mow fast. Do you do that?
I mow very slowly.
Do you?
And the reason
you
I mow
sit there,
slowly.
A little beer in hand and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I got the country music on. I'm a one walking stereotype. I'm a giant Southern stereotype.
Is that what you are?
Beer, country music.
All right, sounds good. That's the way to go.
And that's the way. That's life, baby.
I like
but
it.
I go very slow because I want to concentrate on
and
making
you got like a
sure.
Lot, like you got like you literally could like have like a football field in
no,
the backyard.
No, I could not. No,
not that
I
big.
Could. It's not.
But
that
you got
big.
The riding mower, though. Right?
I do have a riding mower.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yes, and I go very slow because I want to make sure I get every strand.
I understand.
And, make sure, and then you go over it because it mulches.
Do you try to cut it like an outfield?
I've tried and I have failed miserably.
Okay.
It doesn't work out that well.
Right.
But it's a very enjoyable experience. I mean, it's
with, this,
the
with the riding mower, it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would
yeah.
agree with that. Now if you're pushing it, it's another thing.
But here's the thing. I still have a push mower to get to the spots
now, I understand.
You can't get to.
Brilliantly done.
Because here's what happened
Brilliant.
Yesterday. And trust me, I'll get to True Green, Dove. Calm down.
And one day, Jed will actually be out there with the push mower.
He was watching it yesterday.
I'm
he was
sure
enjoying
he's
it.
He's ready to go.
Here's the problem. When you have a riding mower, you try to get the spots that you shouldn't try to get to. So I tried to
I
get to this
exactly
area.
What you mean.
And I got caught in the ditch.
I literally understand.
I got the thing caught in the ditch.
How'd you get it out?
My father-in-law helped me push it out. It was not a one-man job.
Yeah, I know. All right, good.
But we were able
good
to get
thing
it out.
Your father-in-law was around.
Thank goodness. The John Deere works properly. Nothing got broken. Everything's great. Oh, I love it. It's a great experience. But what I was saying is that there are weeds you got to get rid of.
Hey.
And you know how you get rid of those weeds? So you can't just cut them. If you cut the weeds, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to grow back.
Amazingly enough.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, just chop them all off. It doesn't work that way.
And they grow back worse.
Worse.
Right?
It's like when you shave your back. What happens?
Wow,
comes back?
Back
worse. Yeah. Some people have to do it. Like myself. I've got a very hairy back.
You
I got to shave
back?
It. That's right. I
do
use a
really?
Man groomer.
Really?
They should be a sponsor too, by the way.
Man groomer.
Yeah. It's this thing.
You
here's
do it
what
yourself?
It yeah. It's like a... Like a stick, right?
A stick.
And it can reach you back, like a
wow.
back scratcher.
This is something new for me.
Oh,
I think the Harry's would work there, too. What do you think?
Well, I don't know how you do it, though, without seeing it. It would be very hard.
Well, that's what because of the stick that goes to the back of your back. You see what I'm saying?
So no, I get that.
Yeah, so if you do that, it works out very well.
All right.
What are you laughing at, Ernie?
No, I'm not laughing. I have no idea where we've gone.
What are we talking about?
So, Ernie, you don't have one of these? You don't have the stick that shaves your back?
No.
Listen, it's very important for us hairy men.
You could have just gone with chest like the old Seinfeld joke. But.
The chest, right. Yeah, you shave your chest, it grows backwards. That's a good point.
This is really
brutal. I do have to say that you should get True Green, though, because that's to eliminate weeds.
Wow.
And if you want to get rid of them, contact True Green right now. And you're going to have a lawn you love this summer. Call 800-350-3435, 800-350-3435, and mention WFAN to get your exclusive healthy lawn analysis. They're going to tell you exactly what to do to get rid of those weeds.
You know what I think? Seriously, before I read the Yankee turning point here, you know, seriously, you need to get with one of the salespeople, and you need to start promoting that back shape. Right? I mean, is that like, get one of our crack sales team.
You want more reads, Joe?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, but you know the other end of it too. You know the
that's
good part.
That's true. Yeah, there is good.
And you'd be all over that.
Listen, I use the product.
That's what I'm saying.
I mentioned it because it's important.
Tremendous. All right, time for the Yankee turning point to the game contest. It's brought to you by Wendy's. Get in the game with Wendy's 4 for $4, and by Adorama, the official electronic retailer of the Yankees Radio Network. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's Yankee turning point to the game. 866-540-WFAN. 866-540-9326. Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Yankees and the Texas Rangers Saturday, June 24th, 1:05 p.m. at the stadium. Plus, you'll also receive a $44 Wendy's gift card. To purchase tickets, go to Yankees.com. It's from your flagship station for Yankee baseball, The Fan.
Here he is. Every week we look forward to this moment in time.
Do you have the long list of ads for him?
Oh, that's coming soon. Ernie was very busy.
So let's not even – we got to read it first because he probably added something new. All right. John Heyman is brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family owned and operated since 1989. Shop online at infinityofmassapequa.com. By Sports Clips, you watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. By FUBU TV, watch your local sports live at FUBUTV.com. And Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The incomparable, the man who's become just a staple of the program now, John Heyman, joining us. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. I want to thank you for that nice introduction. And of course, I want to thank my many, many varied sponsors.
You have really a ton. It really is, and it's very diverse, John.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That shows the complexities of John Heyman, that he can do anything.
I'm proud of all of them. They're all true.
You're a multifaceted dude, John.
John, are we ready to completely bury the dumpster fire known as the New York Mets?
No. It's early. It's still in May. Too early.
You lose to the crummy Padres. Come on.
Yeah, and it's not good. But you recall, I think I was in your studio. Was that 2 years ago now? When they had a terrible loss to the Padres, right at the middle.
Yeah, Justin Upton.
Oh, that was that afternoon game, right?
Right. Was it Justin Upton with the home run?
And wasn't that the day before the whole Wilmer Flores crying incident?
Yes.
Oh, the day after. That's right. It was the day after. That's right.
Right.
And then they made the
Cespedes trade. It's a long season. There are turns. This isn't a good twist. We're not having many good turns. But let's not forget, there are 57 games on that schedule against the Phillies, the Marlins, and the Braves. And
that didn't go so well the first 30 games, by the way.
I know. But the Mets are better than those teams. We do think that Mats and Lugo are on the horizon, potentially. And I think better days are ahead. We're not giving up, anyway. I mean, it's a terrible start. Terrible start, bad game. Not good pen management last night, and nothing good to say about it. But the schedule is long, and it favors the Mets.
Mm. John,
you seem skeptical.
Well, first of all, I want to talk about before I even get how skeptical I may be. Yeah, another thing that bothered me last night was all this nonsense, because this is bad with the organization. Okay, the fact that it's got to be the ownership has put a muzzle on Terry Collins as far as talking about injuries is absolutely ridiculous, John. I mean, it's absurd.
I would say that Terry Collins, one of his best attributes as a manager has been his communication skills and his dealing with the media and dealing in public. And I don't think Terry Collins is to blame for all of the injury issues that they've had over the last decade or more. So I don't think that's a good thing at all. I've seen that happen before. He's not the first manager to get the muzzle. I've covered teams where that has happened, but I don't see the point of it in his case. He's an adult. You trust him to be the manager and manage the 25 guys you have. He should be able to give the information, and I think that's not the right thing to do.
The fact that the Mets have had all these injury issues and injury embarrassments for a long time now, going back to Ryan Church getting on that airplane, leads me to say, well, maybe this isn't on Sandy because it was going on before him. So is this on Jeff Wilpon? Is it something he's doing?
Well, it's definitely an organizational issue. I don't think there's any question about that. It's hard to point fingers exactly at who's to blame, but there's been a lot of issues in terms of the injuries. Now, a lot of teams have been hit with injuries and have been unlucky and have been had bad injuries. Obviously, Seattle's lost its four top starters. The Angels have lost, I believe, three of their four top starters. A lot of teams have had injury issues and have not dealt with injuries, which is an important thing. And I still don't really get how baseball does. I mean, football, forget about it. It's terrible. Don't even get me started on that with the doctors being in cahoots with the owners and all the concussion problems they have. I still don't get why baseball has trainers who don't have medical degrees. I still don't understand that. I mean, I saw yesterday, wasn't at the game with the Yankees.
Ellsbury.
I mean, every team, right? Ellsbury's in, gets a concussion. They give him smelling salts, according to the Twitter. I mean, what is this, 1950? You give him smelling salts and keep him in the game? I mean, I don't have a medical degree either, but you hit your head against a wall, you need smelling salts, you got to come out of the game right away, not stay in. So, I don't think the Mets are alone in this. I'll say that. But it certainly has been an issue, and you're right, it goes back to Church and Ryan Church. And, I mean, this year it's been a bad one. I mean, the Cespedes injury, it looked like he was hobbled the day before, and it's hard to tell exactly was the same injury. The Syndergaard, got to take that MRI. The team has to tell him, you know, he's a kid. He's a guy who's, you know, got a big ego. He didn't want to take the MRI. You got to take the MRI. You got to. So, I mean, that's really two things that have really killed this team. You know, obviously Familia going down. Now, was he overused? I know he was used three games in a row twice after coming back. You know, I'm not sure, but there does seem to be an overuse of the bullpen. I think three out of the bullpen guys are in the top five in appearances. So, you know, is that Terry's fault? Did they not get enough good relievers? You know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly, but something is not right.
Now, the Yankees continue to just, you know, look unbelievable. Severino last night, fabulous. Eight innings, shutout baseball. I mean, they just continue to roll, John.
Yeah, they're a legit threat. There's no question about it. Montgomery has been good. Severino yep. has been really good. Pineda in his walk year has looked good. I mean, if you get Tanaka going.
Even CeCe's had two good starts in a row.
What?
Even CeCe's had two good starts in a row.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he knows how to pitch. He doesn't throw 97 or even 93 anymore, really, for the most part. He knows how to pitch. That rotation that we thought wasn't going to be very good with only Tanaka being a good one. It's been the opposite, and you know, obviously Judge, we didn't know how good he was going to be, and he's terrific. You know, the Yankees are a threat. They look like a playoff team for sure.
Nah, they've been fantastic. We're talking to John Heyman about baseball now. Your publication, FanRag, had a very intriguing story from a couple of days ago that the Philadelphia Phillies are going to make a monster offer for Bryce Harper, which is cute because there's no way Bryce Harper is going to Philadelphia, right? So what do you hear about
that? I don't know
that?
About that. I mean, we've gone through free agency for a long time now, you know, since the Messersmith, 1970s. Guys go where the most money is, right? I mean, that's basically how
But do
it
you
goes.
Think the most money would – they may prepare a monster offer, but do you think at the end of the day the most money would be there? Don't you still think the Yankees, Nationals, or Dodgers would blow them away?
I mean, did we ever think Arizona was going to have the most money for Greinke or that Marlins was going to pay the record contract for Stanton? The Phillies are – a well-heeled organization. They have a very rich owner. They have very high revenues, not as high as the Yankees. But, you know, every time we assume it's the Yankees, it isn't always the Yankees.
You know,
right?
but here's my argument to Greinke. The Yankees weren't interested in Zach Greinke. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Dodgers were obviously, they had Zach Greinke, so I think they were willing
right.
to let him go. I think that when it comes to a guy that everybody wants, which the Yankees are clearly going to want him, and the Nationals are going to want to keep him, and the Dodgers, you know, the star power, I just think when it comes to the motivation of those teams, it's tough to beat them when they're
motivated.
Oh, it's
motivated, tough. It's
know?
Tough. But, the Phillies would not shock me. They really wouldn't. This has been rumored for quite a while that that they could be a fit. He has performed unbelievably well there. He's been incredible in the division. Maybe they want to get some revenge after the Worth defection to Washington. I don't know. You know, they certainly are saving up. If you look at the payrolls, I think they're the only team without any contracts or almost no contract. They have the fewest. They have the lowest contracts through going into that year. They're certainly set up. I think they did sign Odubel Herrera for a multi-year deal, but basically they have nobody. So they are set up to play big. And, you know, I could see them looking at Machado. Look, they have Andy McPhail. They have a lot of guys who came from Baltimore, too. So I could see them looking at Machado. I could see them looking at Zach Britton, who's going to be a free agent of 2018. I'm not saying it's definitely going to be Harper, but I'll be surprised if they're not a major player for Harper. I'll put it that way. I think they will be. Whether they get him, I wouldn't guarantee it. I would look at the Dodgers, too. I mean, you know, the Dodgers obviously have big money. They have Stan Kasten, who's friendly with the whole family. He greets them and hosts them when they're when Harper's playing out in L.A. I think there are a lot of teams, and I'm not ruling out the Nationals too. Every time we think it's not going to be the Nationals, look, they gave $175 million for Strasburg. That's not a small amount of money, so I wouldn't rule them out either. But you know, if you're gonna name the top five teams, I'd put the Phillies in there as one of them.
Wow. You know, John, before I let you go, Colorado continues to be unbelievable. You know the most amazing thing with me with Colorado, not necessarily they got their best record in the National League, whatever it is, they have 15 games over 500, is what they've done on the road. On the road, they're like 10 games over.
Yeah, Arenado's been even better on the road than at home. They have a formula. They built up a very good bullpen. They took a chance with Holland coming off the Tommy John. Now, he had plenty of time off the Tommy John, but he's coming back from it. And he looks like the best free agent signing of last winter at this point. Is he 19 for 19 in saves or something ridiculous?
Right.
And the rest of that bullpen with Ottavino and the rest of those guys is awfully good. Dunn, who they signed, is also. And they have a good team in terms of the positional players. Obviously, Arenado is one of the best in the game. They signed Desmond. Story's a good player. That outfield is excellent. Blackman. And you know what? They're doing this without David Dahl, who's a really talented player.
They're doing it without David Dahl, like you said. They did it with Trevor Story was on the DL. Gray, who was their ace, was on the DL. And Cargo, until about 4 days ago, had done nothing.
And Desmond, right.
Yeah, and Desmond was hurt.
Right,
yeah.
About Cargo. Right. Right. They're a very, very good team. That West is interesting. Arizona is playing very well. I mean, everybody on their team is playing much better than they played last year. They have basically the same players. They're all playing much better, including Greinke. So they're a threat. The Dodgers are obviously good. Right now the Giants are slumping. That's a very, very interesting division. But as we said earlier, the NL East is interesting, too, but for other reasons.
Yes. Great.
We know what those reasons are.
Yeah, unfortunately, we
John,
don't.
John, always great talking.
Well, it's good. It's good they're in that division. This is a good year to be in that division. Like
The National League East?
I want you to perk up.
They're in a division with the Nationals. I mean, I get the other teams.
It's like,
you know what? Right now, with the Mets situation, it's like they're in the AFC East in football. You know what I mean?
No. The Nationals are not the Patriots.
I understand, but I mean, the way the Mets are playing, it might as well be. of course.
Nationals are very good, but the Patriots are a different kind of.
The Nationals still have to win a playoff series.
Exactly. I mean, we know that.
Well, I'm sure that was a good analogy, but as you know from my football picks, I'm not quite the expert in it.
The only thing I'm an expert on, John, is aggravation. So that would be it.
I know. Well, cheer up. It's a long season. Yes. Maybe that makes it more depressing.
Well, you cheer me up, John. You know, now it's funny how, like, now when you come on, I actually, get a smile on my face now when you come on.
I love it.
I don't know why, but I mean,
it's highlight of my week. So.
Well, you know, I don't see how it couldn't be. John, always a pleasure, John.
All right, great talking to you.
Thanks, John.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.